a woman new to farming who's a little intimidated by the path ahead, you're not alone. Lisa Kivers and her 20 members in the Greene County area are here to help. This weekend is the 7th annual Soy Sisters event, filled with workshops, support, and networking.
Bottom line, a way for folks to get out in the country, experience farms. There's on-farm workshops, culinary events, and different opportunities for folks to connect with farmers, and in this case, particularly celebrate the increase of the growth of women farmers.
So let's talk about that a little bit. What is motivating the increase of women farmers, and what are the numbers like?
Sure. So women make up one of the fastest growing groups of new farmers and are particularly driving the growth in organics and sustainable ag. Mm-hmm. And the women you see around here in Greene County really reflect that of a lot of small scale diversified farms that are very committed to local food, to building community, and to building those farmer connections. So it's all about education for a lot of us. And that's what just started this Soil Sisters Weekend. So we really wanted to open our barn doors and invite folks over to see where their food is grown and grow those connections.
So what are some of the workshops?
Sure. So we have over 25 on-farm workshops throughout the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Some of them are pure fun. We're doing one out here on painting barn boards, but a lot of them are on different farm skills and food preservation and bread baking and those sort of things. We have classes on fermentation. And also there's sessions on how to start your own farm. So we kick off the weekend with our In Her Boots workshop, which is more specific for women who want to start farm operations. But there's all sorts of other experiences where you can be a farmer for an afternoon and see what chores are like and get a flavor of how things are around here.
So you have quite a few backgrounds coming to the weekend, not just farm backgrounds.
Sure. People who come to the weekend really run the gamut. There are folks who, particularly we love when women come, who are interested in maybe starting their own farm or they have this dream and they might not have shared it with anybody, but it's a super welcoming opportunity to throw that out there. But there's experiences for kids and families who want to get their kids out on farms, and also a lot of experiences for people who simply love good food. And that's why we do it in August. Everything is in seasonal abundance to the extreme. So there'll be farm stands during the tour on Sunday. There's other culinary events where folks can really experience those perfect flavors.
Have you been doing Soil Sisters for a while, or is it a relatively new project?
We started about 7 years ago, just as the farm tour, and it has grown into what is now a full weekend event and really the largest women-run event of its kind for farms in the country.
Can people still sign up for this coming weekend?
Yes. Some workshops are booked. Let me start the tour of farms, which is on Sunday, August 5th. We will have 5 women-owned farms in the Greene County area. We'll have our barn doors open 11 till 6. That's free, open to the public. Come on by. There's a map online, and you can plot your course. And then the workshops and culinary events are sprinkled throughout the weekend, so make your bookings. But we try to keep the classes small, too, so they do book up.
Yeah. So what are you looking towards the future? What are you hoping to add, or can people give feedback?
Sure. Oh, we love to get new ideas. That's how the program and the weekend have grown, is people just wanted more and more opportunities, particularly the workshops. We're really expanding those because there's few experiences like we can offer where you are on a farm for an afternoon with, in this case, a woman farmer and learning one-on-one. So we love those experiences and love new ideas for it. And I think our bottom line goal would be to grow a new generation of farmers and particularly spark young women who are coming out on the farm. And not just young women, but this increase of women farmers I mentioned is being driven by women midlife in their 40s and 50s who are starting new operations. Maybe they're returning to family farms. Maybe they're starting something completely new, but that's the ultimate end goal.
If you're interested in joining Lisa Kivers and the other ladies at Soil Sisters this weekend, you can visit soilsisters.wixsite.com/soilsisters. For the Wisconsin Farm Report, I'm Bobby Joe Burgum.